Well, diplomatic tension continues to intensify between Australia and China. Australian police have accessed the communications of top Chinese diplomats and named a Chinese consular official in a warrant as part of an investigation into political interference. Bates Gill is a professor of Asia-Pacific Security Studies at Macquarie University. He says the actions of some of the Chinese consular officials have gone beyond the boundaries of normal diplomatic behaviour.
Well, I think it is when it begins to bleed into efforts of influence, trying to bring persons on side to align with the particular interests of the Chinese Communist Party, whether that's acceptance of their form of governance, for example, or acceptance of certain activities that they do as a party, like abuse human rights and other activities inside China that we all are fully aware of and that we don't accept. Or to accept other issues that the party would like us to accept, for example, claims in the South China Sea or Chinese claims of sovereignty over Taiwan. So when it begins to move into these directions of shaping people's thinking within Australia in ways that are clearly aligned with the interests of the Chinese Communist Party, I think that begins to get into a very uncomfortable situation.
How would you characterize the bilateral relationship at the moment?
Well, I think we're at about the worst the relationship has been probably in 20, 30 years. I don't see where the floor is on this, unfortunately. We should expect there to be some not just vehement rhetorical response from China, but probably further actions, you know, against Australian interests or against Australian individuals in response to this ongoing investigation and the revelations we've seen.
Is Australia too small to win an argument like this?
Well, Australia remains a key country, I think, in China's view. I don't think they want to see a complete destruction of the relationship with Australia. Yes, obviously, when confronted by a country of China's power and influence and importance, our toolbox in Australia is limited. But I don't think we should simply give up and pretend as if all of these activities are simple, a normal business of having to deal with a big power. But it is going to be a very difficult, I think, diplomatic dance going forward, even more difficult than it's already been for the last 2 years.
What does that mean for us regionally, particularly looking at places like the Pacific?
It means a lot of things, I think. Obviously, other countries in the region are undergoing similar challenges in their relationship with China, on the one hand being a very important partner across a number of dimensions. Cooperation obviously needed in many, many realms, but at the same time facing these challenges of growing Chinese influence and sort of unwelcome activity. So one aspect I think that needs even further effort, already underway, but a lot more could be done, is to try and work with other countries to find common ground, pushback where needed, share information and experience, in a sense, diversify our diplomatic relationships in ways that are going to help us counterbalance some of the unwelcome aspects of China's growing influence.
If I can bring it back to the issue surrounding the consulate, the aims of law enforcement officials and the aims of diplomats, will they always conflict? Can one do their job properly without upsetting the other?
I think, obviously, there are lines that need to be drawn, and I think we're seeing that being done by our law enforcement and intelligence services here in Australia. And those lines need to be very clear and effectively asserted. But that's no reason why normal diplomatic, economic, and other cooperative forms of engagement with China can't go forward. In fact, you know, I think we need to be thinking about this more carefully, and where does the floor lie for this downward spiral? Because it's surely not in Australia's interest, and I don't think it's in China's interest either, that the relationship deteriorate to a point of no return.
How will we know when we're there on the bottom?
Well, I suppose it would be a recall of ambassadors. You know, it would be a total freeze in our diplomatic relationship. We've not reached that point. I doubt that we will. Although, depending on the direction of this investigation, if there are further pressures put on, for example, the Sydney consulate of the PRC, it could result in a serious diplomatic rift. So that's a floor we haven't reached yet. It's possibly out there on the horizon, but I think we should do everything we can not to get there.
That's Bates Gill, Professor of Asia-Pacific Security Studies at Macquarie University.